Welcome back to the Captain's Run with Cameron Smith and myself. We are here for Chemist Warehouse. Protect yourself and those around you from the flu this winter. Book your flu shot today at Chemist Warehouse. Manly defeats the Rabbitohs 36-24. And the great Luke Brooks's redemption arc, it begins. It begins in the biggest way possible. I thought he was outstanding. Smithy, speak to me. What did you think of the game, mate?
Oh, great game. Great game, mate. It's it was a fantastic way to kick off the Vegas doubleheader. Triathlon, which was, I think, what the NRL was hoping for, I guess, in the first up match, which, you know, brings entertainment. Really impressed with the way both teams started. They were physical. A couple of massive shots. They were big hit on Kepi, the former Eagle, the former teammates. They line him up. I think it was Josh Alloy and was it Jakey? Was it Jakey Drobovich got involved in that tackle, maybe? But anyway, it was big hits, line breaks, some fantastic footy. But Manly, super impressed with Manly. Super impressed with Manly, how they sort of hung in there, fought their way back into the game, and then sort of not just got in front, they actually kicked a couple of some of the superstars on show as well. Tommy Drobovich, really happy to see him get through 80 minutes. And he looked like he was moving freely.
Yep.
Not great signs for us Queenslanders later in the year. Kempy, I'm sitting there just going, oh, mate, love seeing you back, Tommy, but geez.
And then Latrell Mitchell killing it too. Uh-oh.
And then Trell as well, you know, like, oh, mate, he had some great touches and he looks fitter than what he has in the last couple of years. But he was involved in a couple of moments which gave momentum back to Manly.
Mm.
And the concerning thing for me with the Rabbits, mate, is that that's what cost them their season last year.
Mm.
Like remember back round 11, they are leading the competition. And then I think, did they lose six in a row? Something like that. Yeah. It was something. And
huge fallout.
Yeah, their season just went into a spiral. And they ended up missing out on playing finals when they were leading the comp halfway through it. So those small little things that cost them the victory the other night. Well, I won't say cost them the victory. It took them out of the match or sort of took the opportunity away from winning the game or handed momentum back to Manly, I should say. That's what happened in the back half of last year.
Mm.
So they need to, again, like I spoke about, you know, with the Broncos, let's not get too carried away, right? It's round one. But we've seen this last year from the Rabbitohs where they'd start well, they get themselves in a position where they're in front, they've got full control of the game and you're looking at them going, well, look, they're going to go on and win this one. But they find ways to hand momentum and opportunities back to the other team.
My reading of it was basically key. So they were building pressure. And you're like, this is a top tier side, building pressure. You can see the Seagulls are hanging on by a thread.
Yep.
The only, saving grace or silver lining is outside of the errors from Trell towards the end of the game. I know he's through that intercept, but outside of the ones at the end of the game, it was two errors from Richie Kenner that was an issue.
Defensive errors.
And so usually full strength, that would be Jackie White and Campbell Graham.
Yep.
And then there was an error from Mawali, who was also relatively young. So if you're looking for a glass half full kind of, okay, they're younger, they're the rookies, I think that's a good thing. I will say positives. I thought Cookie played the best game he's played in a very long time. I thought he was outstanding.
Yeah, he has. And, mate, I was watching him too and thinking, mate, this is great. Like, he's playing some great footy. He was active early. He was running the ball, very direct. The challenge for Damien Cook, right, so he's getting a little bit older now, Kempy.
Mm.
The challenge for Cookie is that, mate, when you're playing in that position, when you're playing dummy half, you know, he's not a huge body in, you know, today's game. He's standing in front of guys that are weighing in excess of, you know, 112, 115 kilos. He's putting his body in front of them, tackling them. Like, he's making, what, 30, 40 tackles a game?
Yeah.
As the season goes on, your body gets sore, mate.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Your body gets sore. And we've probably seen that from Cookie over the last couple of years where he's fantastic in the first 8 to 10 rounds. And slowly but surely, you know, the number of runs decline, which... You know, when he's running the ball, Souths are very, very good.
Mm.
very, very good because he gets Latrell on the front foot, he gets Cody on the front foot, Lachlan Ilias plays off momentum. So it's hard, mate. It's a challenge. It's a challenge for him to keep up that intensity, that style of footy where, you know, he's having 15 runs a game and making 40 tackles. It's a big ask to do that every week of this competition. So, but completely agree. Really positive start by Cookie. Great to see him playing the way he did in round one. And I'll tell you one other bloke that I was really impressed with, Luke Brooks.
Mate, how good was he?
Well, he's so good.
Like,
so good.
And also, you know, you'd know better than anyone, like, combinations take ages. Like, we're talking, sometimes they can take 2 years to really feel like, I know exactly where they want the ball, I know exactly where I need to be. Mm. Mate, he looked as smooth as anything with DC. They didn't look like they hadn't played together before ever.
No. And, mate, I'll tell you what, he looked like a relaxed footy player. Mm. That's what he looked like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when he first started playing, like, he was just confident, relaxed, just go and play his game. Last couple of years, he looked like almost like he didn't want to be there. Mm. It was just like, mate, I don't want this pressure. It's too hard. And you can understand why, given, you know, the results that the West Tigers have had over recent times. But he looked like a person where he didn't have that weight on his shoulders. Mm. Like, that's DCE's team.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's the one that manages their footy side. He directs them around the park. He's barking instructions, all that sort of stuff. Brooksy was just, all he had to do was look after his edge. Mm. So he just sat out there, waited for his opportunities. And the thing I loved about his game on the weekend was that he took on the defensive line early. Mm. Yeah. Got himself into the game, felt good, and then end up scoring a try. Nearly scored two. You know, he dropped that one over the line when he was reaching out. But it's great to see him back, confident, relaxed, playing the footy that we all know he can play.
I'd just like to, just going back to Cookie, I'd love to get your thoughts on this. I am becoming more and more, probably the last 2 years, the believer that if you are an explosive kind of dummy half that does like to run the ball a lot, I actually don't think it's in your best interest to be an 80-minute hooker. You know, you even look at the Storm heading into finals last year, Harry Grant was actually put to the bench because it was like, look, why is he on the field in the washing machine getting jammed when his best asset is his running game?
Yeah,
I think the days of an 80-minute hooker, unless you are more of a hooker that is service first, you know, just getting the boys around the park, I kind of feel like the days are a little bit over with the speed of the game. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, mate, you might be onto something there because a lot of teams are doing that. Mm. Also, yeah, the reason why a lot of teams are doing it too is because there's not that many nines that can play 80 in today's game. You know, they don't have that fitness level to be able to make 40 tackles and to be able to carry the footy, you know, 10 or 12 times. Mm. But certainly those blokes with that explosive speed, that express speed, like Cookie, maybe that's something that they need to look into is just give him a little spell either side of half time just to keep his energy levels high. And because, like, that's his biggest weapon, right? Mm. His biggest weapon is his speed. Like, I've played against the guy many, many times. Mm. And when he's playing that explosive game where he's running direct, he's coming at your defensive line, he's making you make decisions quickly, that's when he's at his most dangerous, which in turn makes the Rabbitohs dangerous as well. Mm. So it's a good point that you make, mate. It's something that, you know, Dimitri might have to look into in the future.
And to your point that you spoke about earlier, it's such a long season. Like, yes, okay, Cookie can do this for 20 rounds. But when you get into the back end of the season and you need him to actually go to another level, it's like his body just can't. On top of that, I also do think there is value in bringing on different players to play hooker for 10 to 20 minutes. To vary the tempo of your team's attack so that it doesn't get into kind of a rhythm where you go, okay, we know what's coming here.
Unpredictable.
Mate, we've got to head to a break. After the break, we've got our best hands. Thanks to Schnitz. They're back.
Let's go.
Stop it.